What if you could spend 30 minutes with the brightest mind of our age? Man, that would be cool. Well, lower your expectations, people. This is the Mediocrities Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode, a bonus episode of the Mediocrities Podcast. I am your host, Mediocrities. Interesting episode here. I'm going to call this the Radiohead episode because I've been listening to a lot of Radiohead lately, but also because I'm recording this with a car radio, actually with radio music for a car that I'm borrowing. So let me unpack that. We're going to try to do this, and I'll cut it up later, I guess. Yeah, that's what we're going to have to do. But I'm doing this while I drive, so hands-free. I'm using my AirPods Pro, which I purchased for myself over the winter. And yeah, I just want to miss you guys. I missed you guys. So giving you a chance to jump back in this, and I'm going to freely admit here, very dusty, up there. It's been a while. Just stuff going on. But you know, I just wanted to, lay one track out there just to say hi and reach out to everyone that's been listening, and some new people I've noticed have been downloading the podcast. So some new people, some new audience members, I guess I should say. So welcome to you. And yeah, let's see where this goes. I have some new energy. So that's a natural place for a break because I'm at a red light.
Now it is time to journey deep inside the mind of Mediocrities. Please watch your step and keep your hands and feet inside the ride vehicle at all times.
So in case you're wondering, I am recording this while I'm driving, but I'm hands-free. I think I mentioned earlier that I'm using my my AirPods. I'm just slicing this thing up and post-record. I don't want you to think that I'm, you know, I have my phone in my face while I'm trying to drive. That would not be safe. Come on. Mediocrities is a little bit, slightly more intelligent than that. So, yeah, I missed you guys. I hope that everybody's doing okay. I appreciate got some emails during the hiatus here, the break, and I appreciate the encouragement. I appreciate staying in touch. It's always fun to hear from you. And if you do want to reach out, then I'll include the contact information in the show notes. So whether you're listening to this on Apple Music or Apple Podcast or Spotify or Anchor or whatever app you're using, you should have the digits there to be able to reach out to me. Always fun to hear from you. So even if I'm not recording shows, you know, I don't know where this is going to go. I've got some ideas bouncing around in my head, but I always do like to hear from you. And by the way, I pulled into a parking lot so I could test my theory here. Actually, the audio is not too bad. I know when I accelerate, it sounds like a jet engine is taking off. That's because of this vehicle that I'm borrowing. Let me tell you a little bit about how we got here. It's an interesting story. So my car was stolen. So that's fun. Interesting thing about the current state of affairs we are economically right now. You know, we're 2022. And I know we're dating a podcast, which you're probably not supposed to do, but, you know, we're in the middle of kind of post-pandemic, I guess we could even say, but the fallout is still there. A lot of economic issues and, of course, record high inflation right now and just lots of things. And there's a lot of desperate people. And so where I live, there are a lot more car thefts. So what's happening is people are stealing cars for one of two reasons. They're either going to steal them in order to sell them, and the reason why they're doing that is because the used car market is so lucrative right now. If you're sitting in a used car right now and you think, you know what, I've got a spare car, I could part ways with it, you could get paid quite a bit of money right now, a lot more than you would have gotten, you know, even 3 years ago, but definitely quite a bit of money. So much that if you use something like, there's the sound. If you use something like Kelley Blue Book or the NADA guide or Edmunds or something like that to appraise your car, you can do it. So when you use a service like that, you'll get the, you know, the book appraisal for whatever that normally is. But I have noticed since I have recently been trying to appraise cars is that they're adjusting their numbers for the market. So a car that otherwise might be worth $1,500 as a private party sale or even less as a trade-in is now worth a lot more as a private party sale. You're still not getting a whole lot for the trade-in, but you will get more than you would have gotten, you know, a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, just because there are so few used cars on the market. And we could talk about cash for clunkers and that whole thing. But honestly, they're just not that many used cars. So people are stealing cars in order to sell them. So that's kind of crazy, right? I mean, the car you're driving is a target for thieves. And you think, man, this piece of crap car that I'm driving is worth thousands of dollars. Yeah, probably. It probably is. If it runs. Yeah, I saw a car today. The door and the entire driver's side window was taped. And hey, the engine runs. Some people are driving it. So yeah, interestingly enough. So that's one reason people are stealing cars. The other reason people are stealing cars is to commit crimes. And it never really dawned on me until I talked to the officer about the situation. But yeah, he says that what people are doing is they are stealing cars and then using those stolen cars to commit crimes. So it makes it more difficult to trace. Plus, you know, if you see the getaway car and, you know, it's your ABC123 license plate, they're tracking you down. Right? Because that's the car. So anyway, I noticed that. But I think it was 2.5 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and the police were able to recover our car because it had been abandoned. It had been abandoned by the criminals and was not running. And you know, I started thinking, well, either it's not running because they ran out of gas and were too cheap to pay the, you know, $4 plus a gallon, or, you know, they completely wrecked it. So of course there were no keys. So the towing company, you know, had to drag it in. They couldn't get the car started. So we even actually had a set of keys made for it. To see, you know, we can get it to go. Anyway, the car's been totaled. But yeah, that was interesting. An interesting lesson in economics and crime. A wonderful education. And also the insurance claim process. Wow, what a convoluted and long process. And to be fair to an insurance company, think about this for a minute. If you're an insurance company, you are collecting premiums, your product is insurance, right? Insurance is based on a gamble that you're going to give me enough money, and collectively my insurance company customers are going to give me enough money that should one person have an incident, I'll have the money to pay for that, right? And I negotiate payment with to the people that we're going to pay, the vendors or whatever, right? But they're gambling that more than not, you won't need it, right? We're paying it as a gamble, as a customer. We are paying it just in case there's an incident, right? That's why people that are more at risk, because they're driving a sports car or something that is more likely to be stolen, or because they're an inexperienced driver and more likely to have traffic incidents, premiums are higher. It's the same as with health insurance. And those that are, you know, you're going to get charged a surcharge if you're a smoker, probably. You're going to get charged a surcharge if there are other health conditions, right? And sometimes you can't even get insurance if you have certain conditions prior to your application, right? So anyway, it's interesting because their job is to make money. Their job is not to help you. They're going to help you because you're a customer, but you know, primarily they want to make money. They're a business. So when they are working a claim for an insurance, their job is not to try to get the absolute every penny they can for you. They're trying to get every penny they can for themselves, because at this point it's a loss. They're having to pay money. So anyway, we have a good insurance company that we work with, and I like my rep. It's just, you know, when you go through all the tape, because now it's going to the adjusters, and it's going to working with the police and working with the impound lot and all this stuff. Plus, just had a car stolen, right? I mean, anyway, I'm not bitter. I'm frustrated and tired. It's been a long ordeal. And then trying to find a vehicle. Maybe I should steal a car. Be cheaper, but to try to find a car that is a reasonable vehicle, a reliable vehicle, to be able to find something like that and to be able to buy it without breaking the bank. So, you know, you better believe I was having that conversation with the insurance company. Say, hey, I know Blue Book on this car is not going to be a whole lot of money, but good gravy, if you try to buy a car under 200,000 miles, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, the amount of money. Anyway, so, you know, having one less vehicle and trying to maintain the activity levels for large families, been a challenge for sure. But we had a friend at church that was kind enough to loan us a vehicle. So had a spare, got a kid with a permit. It worked out great because they had the extra and we needed a ride. So I'm driving someone else's vehicle right now. So I'm trying to be very careful and kind with it. And I'm very grateful to have it. Funny thing is, it's a truck. I'm not really a truck guy. I don't really drive trucks a lot. I like them. But I'll tell you what, my father told me, he said, son, if you get a truck, it won't be a week before some people are going to start asking you to haul things for them. I said, Dad, that might be the way it was for you and your buddies back in the day, but you know, I don't even know that many people that aren't. I don't know anybody that's moving. I don't know anybody that's, you know, having to move refrigerators or furniture or anything. So they're not going to be calling me. Sure enough, folks, this is not even my truck. I'm being, you know, basically volunteered. Oh yeah, we can get that washing machine. We can. But where did all these requests come from? And so I've decided I don't want a truck. You know, when I buy a vehicle, I love the look of them. I'm not a fan of the gas mileage. I love being able to sit up high on the road and cool stuff like that. I don't want to haul people's things. I don't want to move people. I'm at a point in my life where my moving days are past, right? You can't just bribe me with beer and pizza. you have to give me some, naproxen sodium, Aleve. You have to give me some Aleve or something for all the muscle pains. It's ridiculous. So yeah, you know what? I'm reaching my destination. So I may record on the way back home, but it's been kind of fun just to kind of get this out and get this out of my system and communicate with y'all a little bit. I hope that we're able to do some more, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm just trying to figure a lot of things out right now, and it felt good to communicate out loud, and that's the sound of the gate opening. It felt good to be able to communicate a little bit, just to, I don't know, talk some things out, knowing that, I don't know how many of you there are left after I stopped recording, but it's good to know that there are people listening to the show, and that there are people that listen. So if you think about it, throw up a prayer for mediocrities, and I certainly am going to be praying for you. And if you catch this episode, let me know what you think. Reach out to me using the communications. You can, if you're using Anchor, you could actually even leave a voicemail. But, you know, whatever you want to do, reach out to me. Let me know what you think. What's going on with you? What's been going on in the time since we've been apart? I'd love to hear from you. And I hope that you have a great day.